What If? I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective.
The most popular conference of its type in the country is the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Conference. Record crowds packed this seminar, which is for anyone interested in becoming an athletic coach, official, or administrator. Student-athletes are also encouraged to attend. The 19th Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place in Lansing, February 7th and 8th. Watch the MHSAA website for registration information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The easiest shot to take in high school sports, for that matter, all levels of sports, is one that attempts to show up the game officials. Whether it's coaches or players or spectators, everyone has an opinion about every call, and they're all increasingly becoming less and less inhibited about showing it. The people with the poorest view of the play physically, certainly the poorest view of the play from a perspective standpoint, and generally with the least knowledge of the rules and their application, are the quickest to loudly bellyache, gesture, or just flat out act out poorly when they don't like a call. The nonverbal communication alone, the mimicking of the throwing of a flag or an official signal, first by coaches and then by players, and not always in that order, catches the wave and feeds the fans in the stands like fresh meat being given to a pack of piranhas. And it doesn't stop there. The whining finds its way online after the game, sometimes even during the game, where know-it-alls brave enough to spew their venom, but so cowardly they have to hide behind a screen name. Even those participants who claim they are game officials, they turn a holding or a yellow card or a lift or a pickoff or a block charge call into a matter of life or death. Okay, it's a well-known fact that criticism of an official's call goes with the territory. When you put on the stripes, you know it's coming, and you need to have the backbone to deal with it. But let's turn the tables for just a minute. A game of what if. A game of man bites dog. What if the official got into the face of a 14 to 17-year-old football player and mocked him for not doing what he thought he should have done on that play, gesturing wildly to show him what he thought was the error of his ways? What if the official ran over to the bench or the dugout, stood next to the coach, looked out over the field, and told the coach, "You know what, coach? Even though we're probably 30 or 40 yards away, you really can see better over here." And what if an official went up to the top row of the bleachers to grab that loud, obnoxious fan, escort that person down to the playing surface, place that person in the space the official was occupying, and handed them the whistle? Of course, there would be an even larger outcry of outrage. Officials can't do that. But what if the officials treated others the way that others treat them? What if the man bites the dog back? I think there would be a little less, maybe even a lot less, of the abuse these people have foisted upon them. The answer to all of this is rooted in the principles of sportsmanship. At least at the school level, administrators can describe and demand the behavior they want of their coaches, players, and spectators. Coaches need to deliver and model good sporting behavior, and in turn the players will follow. And if these two groups would stop showing up the officials, the fans would be less likely to be outwardly critical as well, and our games would be so much better off for all of it. Coming up in December, the MHSAA Network will debut highlights programs of fall tournament finals in tennis, golf, and cross country, and show finals activities in girls swimming and diving. Watch it all on MHSAA TV and Comcast Channel 900, and join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.